From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis and Southwest Missouri region has named Dr. Colleen McNicholas as its first chief medical officer. McNicholas is an OBGYN who works at the organization's St. Louis Clinic. In her new role, McNicholas will oversee and coordinate medical care at Planned Parenthood clinics throughout the region. Kathy Williams is the organization's acting CEO. She said before the new job was created, medical directors were contracted with Washington University and offered guidance part-time.
We felt that as we want to expand both our footprint here in Missouri and the offering of our services and increase in doing research, we need somebody who's going to be full-time on the staff.
McNicholas is one of the organization's most visible employees. Planned Parenthood sued the state health department over its refusal to renew its abortion clinic's license in May, but Williams says they were seeking a medical officer before the lawsuit. Rehabilitation of the U.S. 63 bridge at Bonfem Creek will disrupt traffic starting at 8 a.m. next Wednesday. While the work takes place, all traffic will be reduced to a single lane. Construction is expected to be completed in August. Construction on the northbound bridge, located just south of Columbia, will extend the bridge's life by 20 to 25 years. A retired cardiologist, an attorney with a high-profile law firm, a city councilman, and large multi-state sellers are among the more than 500 names on applications to sell medical marijuana in Missouri. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Missouri released the names of those who want to sell marijuana and the cities where they would open up shop after a court sided with the newspaper in a lawsuit challenging the state's efforts to keep the record secret. Missouri has raked in more than $3.9 million in fees from applicants so far. The state is required by law to approve at least 60 commercial growers, 86 facilities that manufacture marijuana-infused products, and 192 dispensary licenses. Missouri is beginning its new budget year with its largest cash balance in more than a decade. Figures provided yesterday by the State Office of Administration show Missouri ended the 2019 fiscal year on Sunday with a balance of $654 million, the largest amount since an $895 million balance to close the 2008 fiscal year. State Budget Director Dan Hogg said much of the cash balance was built up during the 2018 fiscal year and helped the state meet its 2019 budget. He said the extra money means the state can start its 2020 fiscal year without making cuts to the nearly $30 billion budget. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.